You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, B&B fans. It is Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your full roster of weekly spoilers for Monday, April 8th through Friday, April 12th. And yes, yes, Sheila Carter looks to be definitely alive. We finally got the toe count. There are some really exciting spoilers about her and Deacon in the upcoming week. And there are some possible preemptions that you need to know about depending on your time zone. We're going to dig into all of that. But if you have not, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. So just right off the bat, on Monday, because of the eclipse, there may be some interruptions. More likely in Eastern time zone, but you just got to play it by ear. Like, for instance, ABC has preempted its soap opera, and CBS has theirs are showing, but then we also know that they may break in with news coverage. And when it's an unplanned preemption and it does air in some time zones, then you may have to go to Paramount. So just keep an eye on your DVR. And if they do preempt in your time zone, you may want to set a manual recording on your DVR for the following day, because sometimes when it's an unplanned preemption, it screws everything up. And then you find no episode on your DVR the next day. Technology is great until it's not. All right, let's dig in. Monday, April 8th, 2024, season 37, episode 136. We're going to pick up where we left off on Friday's cliffhanger show, where Deacon was trying to pull that corpse out of the fire because it had 10 toes, and the guy from the crematorium is stopping him. I think crematoriums are like, they're like kiln hot. I think they're like 3,500 degrees or something. So no, Deacon, don't reach in there. So he has a complete and total meltdown because he realizes that he saw 10 toes, and that means it's not Sheila, but any proof he had went into that oven and is now ash. So it's very interesting for all of us watching. We have to presume it is indeed Sugar, as I predicted it would be, her lookalike. That's why she didn't talk. You know, of course, we'll find out more about that later, but Sugar is the only person that looks just like Sheila but has 10 toes. Also on Monday, Finn comforts Hope Logan as they continue talking about their losses. Of course, he's talking about him and Sheila, and she is talking about herself and Thomas. And yes, I realize that she is sounding like she's ready to move on and find somebody else, but I don't see it happening. Then Tuesday, April 9th, season 37, episode 137. So in Mountain and Pacific time zones, because of UEFA soccer championships, Bold might be preempted. Now, the way that the schedule looks right now in those time zones is it is showing soccer and then it ending, and then there's the Bold episode. And I will say, to defend European soccer, it's not like U.S. football or baseball that can run way over on time. It's very regimented. It's a 90-minute match in two halves with a 15-minute midway break. And then they have a little bit of extra time called stoppage, which basically, when you waste time during the game, you get it back at the end. So they play the full 90 minutes. But I still think it is likely that Bold might be preempted in those two time zones, or it may start already in progress or something like that. So if you are on the West Coast or in Mountain, just be cognizant of that. So on Tuesday, Deacon goes back to Finn, and he tells them that he thinks Sheila is alive, but he's going to be met with skepticism. And, you know, of course, he's going to tell him about the toes and everything, and we'll see how Finn reacts and what he does next. Steffi asks her husband Finn about the memorial service when he comes back, and I'm curious as to how quickly he's going to tell her what Deacon said. Meanwhile, Hope Logan has a meeting at Forrester Creations with Luna and Zenday. Not sure if RJ is there, but at least Luna and Zenday, and she's talking about changes and hope for the future now that Thomas is gone, and she says she wants Luna working closely with Zenday and how she's sure he has some secrets to teach her, and it's all very, very awkward. Wednesday, April 10th, 2024 is episode 138 of the current season. And again, soccer match. There may be a preemption right now. Bold is showing up on Pacific and Mountain DVRs. Young and the Restless is not, by the way, for either of those 2 days if you watch both the CBS soaps. On Wednesday, Finn goes back to Deacon, and they have another conversation. He thinks that Deacon's theory that Sheila survived this whole thing is crazy. Plus, Deacon has no proof because, again, the 10 toes were cremated. But Deacon knows all about Sugar and that she is the lookalike because, you know, he was involved with Sheila on Y&R as well. He knows her history. He actually knows her kids. He knows a whole lot about her that Finn doesn't know. And Finn is treating this thing that Deacon is saying is like a theory or a hypothetical, but for Deacon, it's fact. He knows that the woman he loves did not die and did not go into that oven. Thursday, April 11th, 2024 is episode 139 of the current season. Deacon is tormented. He, of course, now thinks Sheila's alive, but he doesn't know, you know, where she is or what is going on. And he ends up in a confrontation with Ridge Forrester, and Deacon is raging at him. And of course, if he tells Deacon that he thinks Sheila is alive, Ridge is probably going to say, let's hope not, because she deserves to die. It's not going to be a pleasant conversation. And Luna really, really wants to tell RJ what happened, and they have a very serious talk, and he finally specifically asks her on Thursday if something happened the night of the party, the night she left Eric's place early. She looks very tormented. She looks like she might spill. She needs to spill, because I'm kind of tired of this, so we'll see how that goes. And that takes us to the last day of next week, Friday, April 12th, which is season 37, episode 140. Finn throws Steffi a curveball is the spoiler. And so I think he may tell her that Deacon thinks that Sheila is alive and that Deacon is insisting that the body that went into the Easy Bake Oven had 10 toes and not 9. And of course, all of us viewers saw those 10 toes, so we know Sheila Carter is alive, but everybody else is still debating it. We have Ridge writing Deacon a reality check on Friday, and Zenday opens up to Carter Walton and tells him that he is into Luna. So there's going to be a whole lot of questions about Sheila's survival next week. I feel fairly confident that we may not get a glimpse of Kamberlyn Brown again. I mean, we saw her playing corpse, and I feel like we may not see her again until Sweeps kicks off on the 25th. But as I told you guys, when Kamberlyn did those interviews and when Jackie Wood did those interviews talking about Sheila being dead, they were lying because Bold and the Beautiful told them to lie. I find that very unethical and very sketchy, but it's also something Bold has done many times in the past. And of course, most of us knew from the moment that awkward death scene happened, Sheila was alive. So I'm very happy she is, because I'm a villain lover and Sheila is a great villain, one of my favorite villains of all time. Hey, drop your comments on whether you are excited to know that the Nine Toes of Terror is going to come back to wreak havoc, and definitely subscribe if you haven't, and be sure to come back every single day because we are talking B&B 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Here's a look ahead.
Finn, they had 10 toes.
What if she's alive?
So Luna, I would really love it if you could work closely with Zenday. I'm sure he has plenty of secrets to share.
Luna, did something happen after the party?